Oh, yeah. Where are we?
Live from Hollywood.
That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
We are the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Unapologetically, the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for having us. Air conditioner's back on.
Yeah, what happened?
I'll find out. I'll fix it. It's technical. Even CNN has technical difficulties. You can't get mad at us. We're a podcast.
Know what's happening in the world? I've had mad electronic interference in my whole fucking life lately. It's
I just had to restart my computer. It was a whole thing, but we got it working. And the only thing now is that you might hear this for a second, but it's okay.
Because it's all right.
You know what? It's the new normal.
And it's real.
And it's raw.
It's real and raw.
It's unapologetic. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Yeah, that's what we're doing here is we're trying to be real with you and showing all sides of everything, including my air conditioner. We're still in the garage. The studio is safe, but we want to limit our exposure.
Yeah,
as much as we can.
For ourselves and everyone else.
Yes.
And
like responsible fucking adults.
We'll go into the studio if we really need to do some work.
Yeah, because it's a good resource and Adobe is great.
And we miss it. We do miss the studio.
Oh,
we love
the studio.
It. It's our home away from home.
It really, truly, madly, deeply, in the word of Savage Garden, was and is our home. We love the Adobe Studios and we love our rooftop lounge. So much. It's really brought so much joy to our lives.
Absolutely. So many good times.
But it's okay. We understand that sometimes you got to sacrifice the things you love.
That's right.
To be safe.
It's a very unique time in the world.
It's these uncertain times.
Oh, no. We had to, we went there.
We did. I had to say it because you know why? They're uncertain.
They are.
We don't know.
But we're still here for you.
We are. The nerds are here. Look, the air conditioner turned off.
And it did.
Just on time.
Just in time.
Just in time for you to know that we are here for you because we are. We are. Because we are. And the weed keeps, the world keeps on turning and the weed keeps on burning.
The world keeps on burning.
You should give me a lot of credit for that because I'm never, I never do that sort of stuff.
I do.
Never,
I see what you did there.
I never do good wordplay and you just glossed right over it like it didn't even matter. And
I keep it for the people. Everybody noticed. They loved it.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Okay. I just want to make sure it was heard. I won't repeat it because that's going to be the name of the show, obviously. But I just remind me that I said it and that was going to be the name of the show. We smoked before the show. I don't remember. Well, we smoked I believe it was this. It was the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I think it was a little bit of this and a little bit of the what we're going to smoke in our bong later, the sour diesel lemon kush. But first, we did smoke the cream of the crop over
the
weekend.
Yeah.
And we really did like it.
Cherry.
Look at the packaging. Look at how nice it is.
It is really nice. It's different. It's different. It's got like some cherry blossoms.
I like it.
Or those.
Yeah, I don't know what they are, but they're nice. They're flowers.
Those are cherry blossoms.
Sure.
And it's cream of the crop.
I've always liked their logo. They're like
they've always done like just beautiful, beautiful flowers. And it's got a terpene
profile.
It's got a 32%.
What's it called? Say the name of it. And then say it says it on top. It says the lineage too on top too.
On the very top?
On the top, tippy top.
Cherry Truffle OG. And it's Cherry OG and glue 8x2.
What do you think about that?
Fuck, 8x2. What does that mean?
Take that to the bank.
Is that Gorilla Glue 16?
I don't know. TS,
I don't know.
I thought you were going to know. That's why I didn't bring it up before the show because I was like, you're going to blow my mind with your knowledge.
But it's Cherry Truffle OG.
So what this? So maybe Gigi. Maybe that's a
the cream of the crop is blowing our fucking minds right now.
Cream of the crop is really taking it.
It's like
I got this at
30 plus percent, and it was delivered, right? We were like, we were trying to get some delivery.
I was trying to get delivery. Really, it was a rough day. Everything was slow. Technology was again against me, and I was like, am I gonna have to like go inside a dispensary this long?
Oh yeah,
I was panicked.
You texted me. You're like
panicked.
You're like, the delivery service is down. Like,
it's down.
What?
Not working. What? Not working.
I don't believe.
How do I not get weed to my door?
And then
who do I have to fuck to get weed to my door? And then finally, it did go through. This was at another location of Project Cannabis.
But they actually have like that. This is truly premium cannabis.
This was $62.
Yeah, that, that's pretty fucking good.
Fairly I would say.
I would say for cream of the crop, you're definitely worth it.
I am very happy. I was very happy, and I will
for sure
in the Super Mario bong later. We're gonna smoke some more a different thing that I also am pleasantly surprised with. I brought this up because we got pretty high. We got high over the weekend for sure. It's an indica, and I've really just been like an indica slut lately.
Yeah,
we just
want to chill recently. Just
for a while,
like,
I feel like
sativa time.
I was like, I'm okay with because I need to like be aware. But like, I don't know.
We need like that serious like de-stress flower right now.
I just need to chill. Like, I don't know.
LA might have been a sativa town for a while,
but it's these uncertain times.
It's been brought it to Indica town.
Yeah, definitely.
Indica, we're down. Coming to your town. Indica town.
Indica town. what was I going to... So I had a whole thing. See, weed will make you lose your train of thought because I did have a whole speech planned about voting. I forgot it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, yeah. You start and I'll see if it comes back to me. But I mean, it's going to get spirited because... Now, you know, I know maybe you've been hearing it. I know maybe every time you open up a website, it gives you the option to register to vote. I know every time you open up your Instagram and your Facebook, it gives you the option to register to vote. And I'm not sorry about it. And I think it should keep happening. I think every website that I open, I think everywhere I look, it should say, go fucking vote. Just everywhere I look. I want to see it everywhere. I want to close my eyes and I want to see V-O-T-E. Vote.
Just vote. Fucking
vote.
Vote. Vote. Just vote. Today is, I think, the last day for most states to register to vote. So it's not too late.
Yes, I'm looking.
We're still like it might be almost midnight on the East Coast, but it's not too late to register to vote. Also, you can go to adobe.com/vote. And
resources galore.
There's mad resources. Also, this is not please, if you can register to vote, if you're not already registered to vote, but at the same time, in California, and I can speak on California, and some I know there's some other states that you can do this as well. Mm-hmm. You can go to polling place and register to vote on the spot, then as long as you fill out all the information correctly and you are legit, then you will be able to vote in the election. On election day,
so easy.
In a lot of states, if you were not actually registered to vote. But we're encouraging you to register to vote
please
early.
Do.
And if you can and you need to, vote by mail.
Yes.
Early.
Yes. Yes. Early. Now, I was going to and I didn't because I am lazy. But I was going to go check the mailbox today. I was a little high maybe. And
they just changed
our mailboxes. And I was like, I couldn't figure out which one was my mailbox. So I just started trying all of them. And then I was like, somebody's going to think I'm the one who's breaking into our mailboxes. So I gave up. But all of this is to say is I'm pretty sure Californians got their ballots today. Because I did hear of people in various parts of town got their ballots. So if you're in California and you have your ballot or you didn't check your mail today, don't be like me. Don't be like me. Go check your mail. Go check it out. Go check it out. And if you are in New Jersey, I know you have your ballot. I know this because my family has their ballot. I know this because I know somebody who forgot to vote for legalization for weed because they didn't turn their ballot over.
Oh, my God.
Listen, man.
But it happens. It happens.
Voting is hard. I fucked up on a couple voting things in my lifetime that, you know, may or may not have made a difference. But to me, it did because I just take your time. Voting is different in every single fucking jurisdiction. It's harder and for some people than others. And that's why this year if you can get that ballot in your hand, the sooner you can get that ballot in your hand, the better. And if you don't trust that process, stand there with your body. Be careful, socially distant. If you're not feeling symptoms, and go to your local polling place and vote. I've volunteered to I'm supposed to go back to home to be my sister's wedding, but I'm staying in California 4 days longer than I should be, so that I could be here for election day, because I want to be at my polling place. I never in my life have wanted to be involved in politics. Weed really did accelerate that, because there's a lot to fight for in terms of politics. So I'll attribute that, and being your friend, because you're a very active fucking
I am too.
I'm lazy, and I say that all the time. But okay, this year I can't afford to be lazy.
You can, but the minimum that you can do is to register to vote. And that's
yes.
That's
and like if you very, yes, you don't have that, to go out there and volunteer
to go and march in the streets
of course
necessarily.
Not. No, we,
but the,
yes,
the very least that you can do,
you can vote,
is register to vote.
Show
just
up,
fucking vote.
Just show up. Just show yourself and show your country.
We don't even honestly. I don't care who the fuck you vote for.
No, me neither.
Just get out there and vote.
Just exercise your right, because you have it now. And other countries that are listening, because we other countries listen to this show, you know, we got it pretty good, because we get to choose. So please go do that, and you know, also, you know, watch the news and stuff, watch all forms of the news, I guess, and be informed as much as you can. But if you can't, go with your gut, I guess, and show up. Do what this country was designed to do.
Do what you feel is right.
Just go, because this is what this is how we have remained a country for the last 300 years. If this goes away, we are no longer the United States of America.
If there is a force that puts doubt in the election system,
then we no longer have.
We do not have the basic
citizenship of the United. We don't have basic rights.
Exactly.
And you have the basic right. And you are there. Women, people of color, fought in violent, bloody wars in one way or another, whether it was emotionally or physically, to be able to vote. So if you can, you goddamn should. And trust me, I've always been the one who's been like, yeah, but like, I am one of those people who you would get mad at. And I'm not anymore.
And
that's true.
It's actually easier than you think.
It's so easy.
You can register right now.
And you should care, because it matters this year. It affects you. Everything that's happening in government right now is affecting you as an individual. I know it's affecting me. I know it's affecting TS. I know it's affecting my family. I know it's affecting everybody's family. So you can help change that. And you should. So just fucking vote. We just wanted to say that for a while. So pivoting.
Yes.
I did say at the top of the show that we, you know, try and be as honest and you know, we're stoners and we love weed, but we're not gonna. The whole point of legalizing it and taking it off schedulization is to understand the plant more. We know the benefits. We know socially, we know the benefits. We've seen it cure cancer in the most extreme
way.
We've seen it cure anxiety. Firsthand. And we've seen it cure, like just on the spectrum of things, we've seen it cure anxiety, and we've seen it be used recreationally. We've personally used it for all of those things. So also, there are things about weed that are unknown, because we are not allowed to study it as a scientific drug.
So there are
negative effects of anything, really, but especially something that is as vast as marijuana.
We are
weed, cannabis.
It's we're treading in new it's new grounds.
Yes,
it's like there's new crowds. We're treading water.
We're treading water on the ground.
New ground.
And then we're on the ground and we're treading water. It's a weird time. It's an unknown. It's a weird time.
Exploration.
Man. We're underwater on the ground. Nobody knows what's going on.
There's many, many mixed metaphors going on here. However, with that being said, evolution and exploration
indeed
are currently happening.
Yes.
And we're here.
We're here.
To keep you informed on what's going on in the world.
And we want to be honest about it. So, and also, like, you know, it's on the news, so, like, you're not going to see it. So CNN just said, Sanjay Gupta has always been a fan of, or he's always been open to cannabis as medicine, as alternative. He's always been open to alternative medicine, and cannabis is considered alternative medicine.
Why? I mean, I feel good with Sanjay.
I love, like, Sanjay.
He's soothing. He's comforting. I feel like he tells us the truth.
Super compassionate.
He doesn't sugarcoat it.
I love
him. He's empathetic.
Oh, I love him.
It's
couldn't be a better person to get us through this bullshit.
To be on, yeah, exactly. He's been through us through this with pandemic.
Fucking shout out Sanjay Gupta. We should get him on the show.
Absolutely. I'll reach out to him.
Can you come on this podcast? We have 1,000 followers on Instagram.
We know you're busy on CNN, probably as we speak.
Probably paying you $8 billion to come on.
Just give us a call while you're in your dressing room waiting.
Yeah. Just do a quick little Skype-y-doos. And,
we know you're on the side of cannabis, Dr. Sanjay. So
we love you. And
we've done like three or four specials on the subject.
No, he's always been. And I'm going to try and get this to play. He just came out with something, which I think is important because I didn't know this. There are other sides to cannabis. We had Alice Moon on. Please go find her information. Go on her Instagram at Alice Moon. She's wonderful. She's an advocate for cannabis. But she has cannabis hypermesis syndrome.
Yes.
And it is life-altering and also deathly. And it's horrible. And there wasn't anything known about it until she fought hard to get something known about it, because cannabis is not studied enough, because it's not allowed to be. That is why it needs to be decriminalized and descheduled. Not just for the stoners, but also for the people who shouldn't or can't, or also for parts of the plant that you can consume when you're sick.
We need
Find out more stuff.
We need scientific evidence.
One thing I didn't know is that when you go into surgery, you should let your anesthesiologist know that you smoke weed.
At the end of this, after we play this, ask me about my surgery.
Okay. So I want to put that out there. And then it's that it could increase pain, which has also happened to me too.
Yes.
When I get lady pains, period pains, there have been times, if I'm not careful, where I can smoke or something and it gets intense. I don't know why, because how would I know? It's not studied. So this kind of gives a little bit of perspective. So
marijuana and your brain. Hold on. It's a rather complicated process, so let's talk about marijuana and your brain.
Let's talk about
it. It's a rather complicated process, so let's start off with what's familiar to you. THC.
Yeah.
THC is the chemical in weed that gets you high.
Ooh, yeah.
You feel lightheaded. Yeah. Feel giddy. Sometimes relaxed. Marijuana, you can smoke it, you can eat it in an extract of food, you can inhale it with a vapor pen, or consume it in an oil form. It's especially good for little kids who are taking it as medicine.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No matter the method, THC goes through your bloodstream and into your brain. And there...
Okay, I like it. He's giving a little bit of
the science behind
it. The science behind THC.
How it works.
Why it affects you. Yeah. You should know that.
The THC is going to latch onto these special receptors. When they are stimulated, you release dopamine. It sends signals to various nerve cells all around your body.
He doesn't want dopamine.
And makes the user feel high. Not all cannabis is going to get you stoned. That's because marijuana contains another chemical known as CBD. That's cannabidiol. Marijuana plants that have low THC and high CBD can work really well as a medicine. They can treat things like epilepsy. It works because the CBD chemical can quiet excessive electrical and chemical activity in the brain. I know this 3-year-old girl who went from having 300 seizures a week to 2 per month after her parents gave her cannabis with high levels of CBD.
We probably know her too.
Yes, we do.
Or a version of her.
Yes.
When it comes to marijuana, there's some 500 different chemical compounds. All these compounds work together. It's something known as the entourage effect. It's important because you can't just take a chemical out of marijuana and make a medicine. You need the whole plant, especially when it comes to using pot instead of pills.
Okay.
Okay. That last point was very important as well.
My name is John Brown,
I'm sorry. It was just a pot. I mean, check out the Showtime show. So yeah, pot over pills.
Pot over pills and the whole plant.
The
whole plant.
Yeah, 500 compounds. That's like a whole lot of compounds.
That's a whole lot. And they mentioned the entourage effect and using whole plant.
Yes, whole
plant extract. The entire plant works together naturally on its own.
Yes. I'm
not saying like synthesizing or isolating various compounds is not beneficial to you, but like it is very important.
It's interesting. Sure. It's fun science to science, but the whole entire plant is what really we've seen even in our social working at dispensaries experience and working in the industry experience. We've seen things happen, which are documented as unexplained because it can't be pointed to cannabis because doctors can't just say that because it's a federally illegal drug. So also it's important to note that some of these compounds may not be great for you. You know, some of the these compounds may light up a different part of your brain. Tell me about your surgery story.
Oh, okay. So this was the whole part two. This was actually part two. Yes, I do. This was I do not know.
Oh,
that's
that
gone.
Terrible.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
I am so sorry. Will you?
Technical difficulties
that I will probably forget to edit out in the show. So I apologize.
That was this thing that I was thinking of. Did we?
That's what we played.
Oh, okay. So okay. All right. So let's. I was having.
He didn't talk about that, but yeah, that's what I played.
Okay, so I was having a little surgery, a minor procedure. I don't know. I'll just say it was by my tailbone, and it looked like there was another. My tail was growing back.
Because
evolution was taking over, and I was having another tail grow up my back.
Wow, I didn't know.
And I went to my local doctor, and they were like, "Oh man, you can't have another tail. We need to remove this."
Well, yeah.
And I was in the tail was growing, and I was
how
like,
"How old were you?"
30 something.
Did it hurt?
Oh yeah! I'm getting to the pain. Yes. The pain factor was fucking.
Did I know this about you?
Horrible. No, this is not. It was like the pain factor was fucking horrible.
Oh my god.
And I was like eating edibles, like. Eating edibles and just managing the pain. And by the time I got into my surgery, they were like, "You gotta fucking have surgery and get this shit removed from your this tail is growing back, and we don't you should not have a tail."
No.
So
no. Oh god, it sounds so painful.
I had had an edible before I went in just to manage my pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got in, and I was like, just chilling. They're prepping me for surgery.
Yeah.
And they hit me with some pain medication, and they started doing the surgery, and I said, "Oh my god, please stop. I can feel everything." I feel everything.
No.
They're like, "What
no,
is it?" They're,
no.
like, they're like, "Sir, what does it feel like?" I'm like, "It
Wait,
feels
so
like
did you get anesthesia?"
Yeah, local anesthesia.
Oh my god. Oh my god. They oh gave my god. This me, is they, my wor- this is my worst fucking fear in the world.
They gave me a local anesthesia. Not like I wasn't gassed. It wasn't like fucking heart surgery.
Okay,
it was like
so you didn't go under.
I didn't go under. It was
okay,
local.
I've gone under it.
It's
I've,
local anesthesia. And
oh my god,
but
oh
I still
god,
they
oh
gave
god.
Me the recommended amount apparently.
Oh
and,
my god.
And I said if he's I'm like please stop. I'm like oh my god. He's like I'm like it feels like you're fucking slicing
Drilling,
into me.
Slicing into my body.
Into my body. He's like okay.
Were you
hold
laying
on.
Like fit you were laying
I was
like
laying
face
down.
Oh my god, my poor dude.
Face down
I
ass
hug
up.
You.
And I was and then he like gave me a few more shots. He's like okay, how does it feel now? I'm like oh, that's much better. Let's please continue. Please. And we made it through, but it did require a little extra local anesthesia.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. See now, this study that that this article refers to, the video I played was just like on the page. I don't know why. I think it was just like a little like.
FYI is this like yeah like
weed.
This is what this is
we
what
just
cannabis,
thought it was a good thing
this is
but,
what cannabis does for you
but it's just I think it's just a blanket study that people who use it's their pain it's the pain response I guess like that's people who use opioids, I guess, prior to surgery, their pain response is like dulled. So they're in, so the tolerance is increased. So anesthesiologists don't really, so like after, so post surgery, I think it's the same kind of deal with weed, because weed also is this, it's the same effect with people who smoke a lot of weed is post surgery. Your pain, and I do have, I also have a very high tolerance to pain. And it's the same sort of thing with opioids. If you, not saying weed is the same as opioids, but you know, it's the same sort of effect. Says it in the article, people who use opioids and who smoke weed have a different sort of pain receptor. So
yes,
their tolerance is higher. So the amount of anesthesia you use, I guess the amount it would take to knock you out, your brain won't receive. So be honest with your doctors about how much weed you consume. Don't be ashamed. You're not going to get arrested. It's actually, you do a little, and I didn't, I've never gotten surgery until I was 33 years old. And I got the endometriosis surgery, which is so fucking stupid. But anyway, it's not. You should know if you have it, but I didn't have it, and I knew I didn't have it. But it was surgery, and it's semi-invasive. They say it's not, but they put you out, and they put a scope in you, and they see if you have endometriosis. And if you feel like you do, you should definitely ask for it. I just said it was stupid because I didn't think I had it. But all that said, I did not know that I had to tell my anesthesiologist that I smoke a copious amount of weed. She didn't ask me. She asked me a bunch of other questions. Because yeah, you go through that pre,
it was like a pre-screening,
where they're like, "Are you in any danger of dying at any point?" And you're like, "What? Like, do you have any piercings?" And I'm like, "Wait, what?" Like, they ask you a lot of questions before you get surgery. It's fucking weird.
Did you have breakfast today?
Yeah. So one of those things is not. She might have actually asked that, and I might have said yes. So maybe I didn't disclose how much I use, and you don't need to. You should always be honest with your doctor, whether it's for anxiety, whether it's for pain, whatever it's for, disclose it to your doctor, any doctor at any point. You're not going to get arrested or shamed or anything like that. It's actually kind of cool.
They're here to help us.
Yes.
Doctors are here to help
us. And if they make you feel like shit, then go get another doctor. There's so many of them. And doctors can make you feel like shit. I don't mean to be a dick. That's why I said my endometriosis surgery was bullshit. I didn't want to say like that. But like it's kind of like a lot of stuff. A lot of doctors, I urge everybody to go get second opinions and to be honest as fuck with their doctors about everything. I've always said that about sexual partners, and I say that about weed, and I say that about all the things that you do to your body. Your doctor should know because you're going to them for medicine.
They're here to help you.
Yeah, they're here to help. So, and you know, and certainly weed is one thing that we don't know why, but it could have an adverse effect to what. So if you're trying to pain manage and you're dosing yourself and you're self-medicating with weed, I mean, I can speak for it. Like I've gotten my pain is intensified from taking an edible or smoking, just physical pain. I should have been smoking or taking something with more CBD, but I probably was just like, I'm just going to take like 1,000 milligram edible. And like everything, it feels like I have like 110 fever. Like, you know what I mean? Your blood pressure drops. That's just science. That's just the way it is. Your pain receptors are different. So follow the science, please. I think that's what this whole entire first part of the show is meant to say, is just follow the science.
Science.
Just fucking vote. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. I don't even fucking know what we're talking about. It's going to be good though.
It is. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Take
It's a Cool Nerd Beat Show. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for having us live.
Yeah, thanks, Adobe.
We love you. We love you so much. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Okay. So, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, the world keeps on turning. Wait, what did I say?
And we keep on burning?
And the weed keeps
on burning.
Is it less cool because I said weed? The weed keeps on burning.
I can back that.
Pretty clever. Yeah. I'm really not good at that stuff. So I would be proud of me if I were you. And it's true. A lot of shit just happening. I mean, it's voting time, so go vote. And weed will be on your probably be on one of your ballots.
We've talked about it. There's like many propositions out there.
Yeah,
and we'll dig into that more.
We'll do a concise big one right before the election. Don't you goddamn worry about it. But if you want to, you can probably just do a keyword search and find us talking about it. We've been talking about it for quite some time. It's very easy to stay informed, so please do it, and please vote with your heart. But I would hope you vote for legalization. Things are getting crazy.
Yeah, for real. Like, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I don't know. It kind of went to like
this whole thing. Like, I'm not even sure. Like, if this even makes sense to me.
Do you think it's real news? Okay, so we're not. I don't know why we haven't told you what we're talking about.
Okay,
so
okay. We just wanted to guess. This is like a Tarantino movie right now.
Yeah, you started in the diner. I started the back. With us getting shot. We need to go back.
We need to go back.
So, who's the GIMP?
Okay, so the GIMP is Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, shit.
Supports drug criminalization with $500,000 in an Oregon campaign.
To
legalize or decriminalize all drugs
in Oregon or everywhere in Oregon.
He's starting in Oregon, of all places.
All drugs, like anything that's considered Schedule One.
Yeah, like everything, like all the people love to do in small amounts. All the good stuff.
So
all
like
the good
Amsterdam,
stuff.
That shit. So make Oregon like the new Amsterdam.
Well, Amsterdam, like you can do like stuff legally and get very like you can
oh,
get like the
legal,
you can
huh?
get the soft drugs legally, but the rest of
that's right.
The rest of like they can't search you and they it's very soft.
So does he even
soft
mean,
policies?
Like, does he
so
mean it's cocaine? Maybe
so. Oh yeah.
Cocaine.
A contribution from Chan Zuckerberg, the initiative advocacy. Which is in support of Measure 110 in Oregon to decriminalize drug possession while using a portion of the existing legal marijuana tax revenue to pay for expanded substance misuse treatment services.
So it would kind of be a little Canadian, too.
Very, very, very like forward thinking.
Okay.
It's like an effort. Yeah, there's people who won't like it, but in Oregon, maybe because it's already very, very liberal. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of shit going
on. But you'd think
Portland,
that, but then I
sure.
see like posts from people who are in Oregon, and I'm like, why do you live there if you hate it? Like,
if you hate downtown, the way that everything's running, like, it's so free.
Oregon is as advertised, peeps.
Yeah, like what do you? Yeah.
That
exactly.
said, I feel like if I went to Oregon, I would never come back. I feel like I would quite like it there. But this is an interesting thing. This This is very interesting. It's endorsed. I mean, it's not like people aren't into it.
They want to reframe drug use or misuse as a health issue rather than Fair. Be handled through criminal justice systems.
Well, this,
which we kind of understand as well.
We do.
Like, you don't need to lock people up for like small amounts of drugs. And if it's approved, then low level possession will be considered a civil infraction, like almost like a parking ticket, which is punishable by a maximum of $100 fine and no jail time.
This is interesting.
Which is really, it's really interesting. Let's just say you're caught up in some minor bullshit, just minor fucking dog shit, where you get pulled over, and for some reason it goes awry, and you forget all your rights, and they end up searching your car, and they find a tiny amount of drugs.
Sure, sometimes we have them.
Like, you know, you never fucking know. Who the fuck knows? So then, you know, it's not escalated. Like, they may take your small amount of drugs and issue $100 fine, but it is not going to ruin your life.
No,
with incarceration.
Well, it's also, it's interesting. I mean, it's Oregon, but it's interesting to me, too, is that this also goes hand in hand with the Black Lives Matter.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this goes hand in hand with, like, the drug war and, like, people of color being the target of the drug war.
Are affected, like, we know, like,
This could be, like, pretty, this is a good, I guess, way to introduce the idea of decriminalizing drugs, therefore not, there's no, because in New York City, like, the stop and frisk issue was always that you'd find a tiny little bit of drugs on somebody, and that would be, that's why people are still incarcerated. So this would really change that. This would really change that. So this is, I'm,
yeah.
And it's not like they're saying they're going to legalize drugs.
No, they're not like
criminalizing.
We're not talking
it's
about.
It's not like you
opening
can have
a cocaine cafe.
And yeah, and like when they have like needle, what is, I always say needle share, and that's the wrong term.
It's needle exchange.
Needle exchange. When they do that,
that's like sensible use.
To me, it is, and they usually try, I've seen it coupled with, and I'm not quite sure, there are people who are against it, but it's usually coupled with clinics that are attached to those places where you can go exchange them. I am actually a very big advocate of those. I think I've seen it in my own eyes that it's worked. That's just my opinion. I do not speak for anybody else but myself.
We have been rolling down spots and like on Cahuenga, and I've been like, oh yeah, that hipster that cafe, that used to be a needle exchange.
Yeah.
But it's really more of treating drug use and misuse as a health issue.
Yes, because drugs can easily be misused.
And the needle exchange was about like actually preventing the spread of HIV and AIDS.
Also a very sensible thing to want to do.
Another health issue. Yeah. Treating it as more of a health issue versus a what is it, like a stigma and a personal defect and a criminal act. The campaign manager of Yes on Measure 110 says people with addiction need help, not punishment, and we are excited so many people will be stepping forward to help win with a more humane, equitable, and efficient approach to drug addiction in Oregon. And, you know, it's now is our time, our moment to stop ruining lives and start saving them.
Wow.
So it's pretty powerful.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
And it is very, very forward thinking. It's like
I don't even
Mark
feel like
Zuckerberg
that's the same country
Mrs.
that we that
Zuckerberg
I'm looking at right
like
now.
Sponsoring this bill, that, which is like the
now,
mind-blowing thing.
That is
thing.
Also so
this
we didn't even really get to
crazy.
That.
Like,
so okay, part A, drugs are going to be decriminalized, all drugs, all drugs. Part B,
is
it's
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
So I don't
the tooliest bag of all the tool bags.
There's so many things.
So Mark Zuckerberg and company, I mean, it seems like it's his whole fucking family and a bunch of companies. And let's face it, like, look, Mark Zuckerberg, say what you will, changed our lives. Like, and
oh, yeah, for sure.
And he's not a fucking Nazi. So, like, he is what he is, and he's kind of twerpy, but I can't, I don't know. Maybe I just like saw like The Social Network and like it made me like him better. But,
but what's the other side of that?
This.
But this.
This is the other side of that.
Philanthropy. Like really? Like
this is
like
insane. Is this money? Is this a money opportunity?
Is this an, I don't know. Maybe he's investing in.
Do you think he's
rehab centers in Oregon?
Would that
Oregon.
Be the worst thing to invest in? Can
no,
I be mad
wouldn't.
At him
like,
for doing that?
I could not be mad
Me
at Mark Zuckerberg
for any of that,
like actually trying to give back to humanity. Like you've made like bazillions of dollars off of.
And you will
like,
never stop making money off
like,
of
never
this.
Stop.
You are never ruined and you fucking know it. And this to me, whatever's behind
made
it,
so much money from selling all of our
information.
Personal information.
That's the thing. It's like
maybe you should give a little bit back.
And whatever the motive is, I'm pretty behind it because this is very very progressive thinking. This is very like I can't see a bad like motive for this because. Again, it's not like it's just going to be like the like drug legalization. It's decriminalization and people of color and the drug war and having a minor amount of drugs with you has absolutely ruined lives at young ages, at old ages, at all ages.
It has. And at the same time, Oregon is actually voting as well on an initiative to legalize psilocybin therapy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mushrooms,
yeah.
As you know, magic
yes.
mushrooms as they're
known. Oh, we tried some
commonly.
Magic mushrooms this weekend.
Oh, yes, we did.
What were they?
They were penis envies.
Yeah.
Strong, very strong, very potent.
Yes.
And
because they're growing them in strains.
Apparently the Oregon Democratic Party vote is supporting both initiatives to decriminalize all drugs as well as psilocybin or psychedelic
mushrooms.
Therapies.
That is crazy.
Oregon. Like, my God. You guys get the golf clap
you guys,
for sure. Like,
yes.
Thank you so much. Like you get
the golf clap. Thank you, Oregon.
Like, well, as long as you're out there and voting,
keep
then,
it going.
I'm confident that Oregon will get this done.
Yes, so am I. I think so too. And I would be so happy. So it's all, so this is being voted on.
November 3rd.
So, oh my god. There's gonna be so many mushroom things past this November. Not only weed things. So we're the Cool Nerd Weed Show, but we also very much advocate for mushrooms and we are trying to get in as much information as we can about it. And we love them. So the fact that this is going hand in hand is very cool and interesting to me because for years some people wouldn't smoke weed with me, but they'd do mushrooms. And I sometimes go through periods of time where I just do mushrooms and, you know, I smoke less weed. So they kind of go hand in hand with each other, and especially in a therapeutic sense. Actual therapeutic sense.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Like, even when you're just doing them recreationally, that's therapeutic. And we've said that with weed, too.
Yes. You may not know.
You may not even know.
But it is helping.
Hate to break it to
you. There's just one more thing about this.
We have the time.
About this Oregon law.
Tell me
about
it.
The sale of cannabis in the state is risen. During the COVID,
yes.
Because everybody wants
everywhere, everybody's noticed an uptick, as one would say.
This uptick, as the analyst would say,
in cannabis sales.
But if this in Oregon, if this
if you watch South Park, then
yes, yeah, so,
which we will talk
we'll
about
get,
in
we'll
5 minutes.
I can't wait. That because of they've generated so much revenue from cannabis
and
in,
just so much
Oregon.
General like legitimization. Is that a word?
It's legitimate.
It's legitimized the industry quite a bit because it's essential. So cannabis sales are way up in Oregon.
They're going up, and it would actually fund, if this bill passes, measure 110 in Oregon, it would fund drug treatment programs. So if you actually have a problem, it's being funded.
You know that whole
by
opioid
cannabis
crisis
sales.
Thing
yeah, the whole opioids
is
going on.
I don't know if you guys
Oregon
forgot
the rest of the world.
Yeah, but there's a big fucking problem with opioids in the whole world and weed. And cannabis has absolutely been to the rescue.
Yes.
And we didn't even get to the story, the coronavirus, and the coronavirus. It is an anti-inflammatory, medicinally. We know this to be true. Sanjay just told you in the first break. He just told you it's an anti-inflammatory. The brain responds to it differently, and your body can heal from it. Not every body. We're going to find out more. But just know that there is value in studying cannabis and studying psilocybin. And I think more and more states, well, clearly more and more states are getting with it. It's the way to be.
Yeah. Get on board.
Should be like fucking
the cannabis fucking train right now.
It should be
now.
In little bottles on shelves.
In Walmart?
In the pharmacy section
yes.
at Walmart.
Maybe behind the pharmacy section.
Yeah, it should be
the
morning after. It should be
behind the morning
after
pill. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. With you can actually get the... I think you can get the morning after pill. Like,
with the condoms.
You can get condoms in the regular section.
Oh, yeah, you should. You should be able to steal those condoms. You should be able to steal condoms.
But, yeah, as long as... Yeah, there should be some care taken, but it should be accessible. And it should be known and should be studied. So I'm excited for what's to come. I think that's good news, despite the world being on literal fire.
It's true.
These are ways for us to stay. Mental health is a thing that's like being very taken seriously.
I know, finally.
When we were kids, we didn't know what was wrong with us.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
We just didn't know. So many adults.
They're like, depression? Oh, we're sorry you're sad.
Oh, sorry you're sad. My therapist. Oh, you have you're taking medicine.
Yeah, there's such a stigma.
There was always a stigma. And now, and I'm so grateful because I'm very open about it on this show, suffer from a lot of mental health issues. And cannabis and psilocybin has been life-altering for me. So I would love for that to be true for everyone, but I would also love for you to, if you needed to rule out psilocybin therapy or cannabis therapy, then you should be able to do that too. You know, you should be able to do everything, like the fucking president of the United States,
with his special treatment, his special cocktails
with his
and drugs,
inaccessible.
Oh man, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break.
Okay, that's
we
good. That's a good
we're
idea.
Take a break, and we come back. We're coming back with you. Say it. Our new segment.
Huff and Puff.
Yes,
with
the final
cool
Huff and Puff.
The final Huff and Puff.
We had like a whole meeting about that name, and it was productive. It was I got my family involved. It was like a whole thing. And the
like
final
multiple
Huff
Zoom.
And Puff. It was
multiple
like a,
Zoom
it
calls.
Was multiple channels, multiple people. And we're going to smoke out of the Super Mario bong. We're going to smoke some weed. We will play a spot and maybe a song, and we'll come right back. We'll be right back.
I hope life treats you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. I wish you and I will always love you.
Yeah.
We're back.
Hey, we're back.
It is the Cool Nerd Beat Show. That's Yes.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Beat Show. We're live on IW Radio every single Monday. We every single Monday.
Without fail.
Without fail, because we love it so god dang much on IW Radio. And IW lets us do this, and I can't thank IW enough.
Yeah, thanks IW.
Because this clearly makes us very happy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It makes us very happy.
This is our therapy, so...
Yes, and thank you for listening and putting up with our shenanigans and being here for it, because we really appreciate it. We need to sound off. We're watching things go on, and they're crazy.
Everything's crazy. Yeah, it is.
It's a fucking crazy world.
It's a mad world.
Yeah, it is. Now, so. And yeah, and we're still here, and we're going to be here. So thank you for being here with us, and we're going to do our final huff and puff. So we're going to work this out, and you're going to work it out with us.
Yeah.
We're just going to recap what we talked about, Jerry Springer style, and take up a hit of our Super Mario Bong, which is a Cool Nerd Weed favorite.
This is, what are we smoking so this right now?
Is,
okay, I'm going to hit it.
Hit it while I tell you about it. So from Project Cannabis, when I finally did get my delivery going, and I'm so glad it did.
That lighter is not functional.
I apologize.
I'm getting
for
another lighter out of my
that.
Pocket. An emergency lighter.
I was glad when Project Cannabis came through. Thank you. Because they gave me. So I ordered. I like the plug, because we had that good mimosa a while back. So I think it was like a budtender fucking pick or something. And it was Sour Diesel Lemon Kush. I did that the last time too. Okay, T33. Sour Diesel Lemon Kush. And this is the plug. So the plug, I mean, we probably know who grows that, but I smoked it in a joint and was very pleasantly surprised.
It's frosty.
I was very pleasantly surprised. It's
really nice.
It's 28%. 28% THC.
All right, I'm taking another hit.
Take another hit, and then I would like to try it as well. Then you could read the rest of the statistics. No, it was 28% THC, harvested, packaged on the 25th of September. So
that's
it's super fresh.
That's super fresh. And
super fresh.
And you can tell it's sticky and frosty. I am totally impressed. Holy shit.
Consistently. Now, this is a random order. Like, the last time we got it, we got a promotional package. Shout out to the promotional package.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
Thanks, promo.
You know who you are.
We may share a similar name.
Yeah, we may.
Nomenclature.
You may or may not have the same first name. But for realsies, that was a promotional package, so obviously you're going to give your best work to your promotional package. And they did. We were really, really stoked on the mimosa. And you'll actually probably see more about that coming up soon. So this I got because so that was on some like straight up old school drug dealer shit where I was like, you know what? I really didn't like that. I think I'm going to buy more of that.
This is, okay, so Sour Diesel Lemon Kush. This has the old school smell of Sour Diesel that we all know and love. If you know Sour Diesel, then you love it. And Lemon Kush, it's got that lemonine, that terp profile. And it's also, it has an old school kind of skunky, cabbagey smell and flavor too that we all know and love. It's that old school gangster fucking cabbage that we
God
love.
Damn.
Oh my God, are you going to be okay? I think Sasha's dying over there, but it burns.
Here's the thing.
Ashy, and it's
you
delicious.
Were saying
what
all the
said.
Right things.
Okay,
I'm so sorry that I was coughing on top of
that's
that.
Okay.
I really hope that if you're listening, you heard how good that was, because you were so right. It has that old school kind of dank,
very dank,
sour
dank.
D feel, which you know we love. We talk about all the time. Is that we love that. We love that taste, that diesel, that gushy stuff. But it does have like a little bit of a cushy, like,
cabbagey,
yeah.
Like skunky.
But like a little sweet.
Diesel with a little sweetness in there. There's a little sweetness, just enough. A little lemon. Man, they knocked it out of the park with this one.
There's just something like... in my
the
nose
plug.
When I smoke like
the
a
plug
cushy
for
thing.
Sure fucking killed it, dudes.
Good job. Good job, The Plug. I'm proud of you.
I'm sure you can find The Plug on Instagram somewhere. They don't have it on this package.
I don't even know.
It's The Plug LA or something.
I know they sell them at all the Project Cannabises, but yeah. I don't know where else. I feel like I've seen them other places. But yeah, find them. They're a local LA thing. They're very good. Affordable. How
there
much
it
was
is.
This? This was, yeah, here it is. This was.
I don't know.
This was $45.
Sure was, okay. That is nicely priced.
I think that is very
I would not be mad at that.
I would actually
not be mad that I paid $45 for
I'm
it.
Not
because
mad.
It was like $35, you're like you probably
then
not
gonna
you,
get
like,
you know what you're getting. And I'm ordering it because I am a lazy fuck. And also, you know, I don't feel like going to like a place. So I am ordering it, and that is surely a gamble. And we know that.
Always.
My fucking hit was so embarrassing that I wanna like kind of quit the show.
That was a big one. It was like I was about to go to the fire department. I was afraid one of your neighbors might pull the fire alarm.
Oh my god, it was so big. There's
like mad smoke coming out of here.
But look at it; it's like burning.
It is
in the bong.
It is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
And it's so fun smoking out of glass.
I've really enjoying smoking the Mario bong lately.
It's like I'm looking forward to it like it's dessert.
Exactly. Like I'm saving the bong for the weekly show. Like
yeah,
I
it's
gotta,
like a cookie.
It's like it's really delicious.
I got this bong downtown Los Angeles.
In the bong district?
In the bong district. Yep, in the glass district of by the toy district, by the fashion
it's
district,
yeah,
by Skid Row.
Where all the districts are and yeah, as well as
and
Skid Row.
The Skid Row district.
Yeah.
But that's
it's a little sketchy.
Out.
It's a whole other thing. So it's
But I love it down there. I love downtown, man. I fucking always loved going down there. And
it was always fun going down.
Oh, I always had
going down
I was
the head
like,
shop district.
I was like fucking we're running out of time, but I was
we can't just filibuster for the next 2-3 hours.
No, I wish we could, but we can't. And what we did want to talk about, just fucking voting. So please do that. Go to adobe.com/vote. Go to at Cool Nerd Weed on Twitter, at Cool Nerd Weed Show on Instagram. We're going to talk about voting a lot until after the election, or until the election, and then probably like a lot after it, because it's going to be crazy. So that's why like voting now is like a good idea, because the more you vote now, the less you have to worry about later. Just set it and forget it.
Register to vote. Get out there and vote. Vote by mail if you can. Vote in person if you can and want to and feel comfortable and safe.
Yes, do you.
But just fucking vote, please.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
That's it.
And don't... Wait, no, you...
Don't panic.
It's organic.